Hi, this is Jane Price with the Country Express for today's Army Coming from Hollywood.
This old highway seems so lonesome when you're going where you've been. And a lonesome song can make you cry time and time again. If I had listened to a friend of mine 10 years ago today, I'd have a better job than what I got today. But the billboards on the highways and the brake lights on the cars make me jump out on the highway with my bag and my guitar. If he comes or if he goes, it doesn't matter anymore, 'cause I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Riding my thumb to Mexico. It don't matter when or how I go. Why she left me is not the reason that I'm here. I'm a traveling kind of man, just need a change of atmosphere. If there's any place I haven't been at all, that's where I'll go. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Riding my thumb to Mexico. It don't matter.
Minute, that was my favorite song. It's called Riding My Thumb to Mexico.
See, that's Johnny Rodriguez. And the song, of course, has been a number one song in country music. How are you? I'm Gene Price with the Country Express. And, of course, the ramrod of the show, Willard W. Willard, here with me.
Hello there. And we want to give a plug for old E.G., who is the guy who's producer.
Yes, he's the one over there.
Yeah, the one over there, right. Good thinking. Well, here we are for today's Army. I'll have a few kind words to say about it in a minute. Right now, I want to hear a real good country song.
Well, here it is right now. Rex Allen Jr., The Great Mail Robbery.
He met me at the corner with his hand above his hip, prepared to shoot me down with his toy gun. He said, I've got a little score to settle with you, sir. And it's all about the way you hurt my mom. It seems that you've forgotten there's a letter in your pouch, the one to tell her where my daddy's gone. And you'd better hand it over if you don't want to fight, 'cause today I'm bringing daddy's letter home. I asked him what his name was. He said, my name is Tim, and I'm mama's little man at 6 years old. Don't ask me any questions, 'cause I'm here to rob the mail, and you'd better do exactly like you're told. 'Cause last night I heard mama cry and call my daddy's name. He kept me up all night until the dawn. I'm really not a bad guy, I don't want to shoot you down, but today I'm bringing daddy's letter home. Then his lips began to tremble and his hands began to shake. He said, I don't believe you understand. Since my daddy went away and left us here alone, I've done my best to be a little man. I thought that it might help my mom if I could rob the mail and try to find out where my daddy's gone. And the last thing that I promised her when I strapped on the gun, today I'm bringing daddy's letter home. Ever since that day that Timmy tried to rob the mail, I've wondered how a kid could be so strong. The last thing that he promised her when he strapped on his gun, Today I'm bringing Daddy's letter home.
That is Rex Allen Jr., and the song has been picked by everybody. As a matter of fact, the song right now is doing very nicely in various areas of the country, and nationally should be a very big hit record called The Great Mail Robbery, for those of you who feel that way. Hey, let me ask you a question. Is your job hunt since graduation a never-ending series of closed doors or offers that promise dull work with few benefits or promotions? Now, if this is your case, how does an exciting job with good pay and benefits in Europe sound? Today's Army has openings for young men and women in places like Germany, Panama, Alaska, and Hawaii. Now, your Army representative can guarantee, in writing, your opportunity to live and work where tourists only visit, and with 30 days paid vacation, you can really explore your corner of the world. A job with today's Army offers better pay than ever, medical and dental benefits, and free food and housing. And the skills you learn in the Army can open doors to good civilian jobs. So call or visit your nearest Army representative. He's listed in the yellow pages under recruiting. So do it today. One of the prettiest songs we have out today in country music is a song by Roy Clark. This is a follow-up to his big smash song of Come Live With Me. As a matter of fact, this was pulled from that album. Here's Roy Clark in Somewhere Between Love and Tomorrow.
You gave your love completely and warmed my life so cold, but she still lives between us and our story must be told. Today she thinks I love her, but tomorrow we'll be through, and somewhere between love and tomorrow, she'll have to know about you.
Like that song. That's just one of my favorite singers, old Roy Clark.
Well, Gopher, he's certainly one of mine, too.
It ain't Gopher, it's Gomer.
Well, listen, would you come back in a few minutes and help us out here? We want to talk about today's Army. This, by the way, you wandered into our studios. This is the Gene Price Country Express, and we know that you're big on country music.
Yeah, except when I sing, whenever I sing, my voice changes.
Well, that's fine. Just hang in there. You come back after this next record, and we'll let you say a few words about the Army and the Army nurses.
Okay, I'll sure do it.
I mean, even though you were in a different branch, we understand that. Right now, here's a song from one of my favorite people. Call him Buck, call him Owens, but just don't call him by his initials. Here he is in Big Game Hunter.
I'm a big game hunter. gunner and a sure enough gunner, and I ain't got time for you. Well, I ain't got time to mow the lawn or fix the roof where the rain pours in. And your suggestion is out of the question that I go paint the fence, 'cause the Green Bay Packers are warming up, so could you turn it on the channel too? 'Cause I'm a big game hunter and a sure nut gunner, and I ain't got time for you. Well, there ain't gonna be no Batman and Robin take the place of the NFL. And for all I care, old Archie Bunker can go right straight to hell. What's that you say? You make me miss a play. No, we're not gonna watch cartoons, 'cause I'm a big game hunter and a sure nut gunner, and I ain't got time for you. 'Cause there's a Rose Bowl, Hula Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl, Gator Bowl, Orange Bowl, Super Bowl. I'm just a big game hunter and I ain't got time for you. Well, I ain't gonna have time to fix the gate, I'm leaving that up to you. On your way to get the hammer and the nails, could you bring me another brew? Well, you're looking good, and I think I would maybe steal a little this or two. Yeah, the big game hunter's gonna take time out and take a little time with you. After the Rose Bowl, Hula Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl, Gator Bowl, Arms Bowl, Super Bowl, I'm just a big game hunter, and I ain't got time for you. And a sure enough gunner, and I ain't got time for you.
There he was, OBO.
That's Buck Owens and a big game hunter.
Is now the time you want me to come here and talk about the Army?
Gopher, if you just help us out right here.
No, it ain't Gopher, it's Gomer.
Gomer! I get it. All right. Just tell them about what you know.
Well, let me tell you something. Army nurses and officers who practice in a wide range of clinical specialties in some of the most modern health care centers and hospitals in the world. Golly. Listen, if you're an RN, you owe it to yourself to check out the opportunities and benefits today's Army has to offer. Just call or visit your nearest Army nurse counselor. Boy, they'll sure be glad to talk to you.
Well, thank you, fella. Hey, listen, what we're going to do right now from the song of Buck Owens, which happens to be right now one of the big country songs throughout the nation, around the world, too, for that matter. We're going to go to a song that is a little bit different, I think, for Hank Williams Jr., but nevertheless, a song that's catching on very nicely. I've looked at the charts recently, and his health has improved. I don't know if the record's up or not. Of course, I could be looking at the wrong charts. Here's Hank Williams Jr., The Last Love Song.
I know it's over, 'cause I don't keep you satisfied anymore. But before you move along, let me sing you the last love song. Tomorrow when I wake, what will take the place of smiles on your face and black hair against white lace? And I wonder if I'll be thinking of our early morning love, all the sweet things that you'd say that brightened up my darkest day. And tomorrow night, what do you suggest to take the place of your breast against my chest? Oh, how I'll miss your tenderness. But there's no use crying, 'cause love's a grown-up game, a little pleasure than a lot of pain. First we called each other bad names, then what we had was never quite the same. I wish I could find eyes that won't cry that won't lie, and love that won't die.
It's called The Last Love Song, and it's, like I say, it's a big record for this fella. I like it. I like his songs better, like All for the Love of Sunshine and Send Me Some Love, and the one he did with Lois Johnson. The more up-tempo songs, but anyway, be that as it may, it's a hit for him. Hank Williams, Jr., The Last Love Song. Here's a young gal, by the way, who was a ninth-grade English teacher in West Covina, California, and she's from North Carolina, a North Carolinian, and she's a super gal, too. And for a number of years had written songs, but never really enjoyed the success that maybe she felt and knew would come in later years. Well, it came about 2 years ago, and it came with this song, This is Donna Fargo and the Happiest Girl in the Whole USA.
Sunshine, wake up, sleepy head. Why'd you move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. You love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you. You make the coffee. I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost time. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day. And kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip.
Fargo with Gene Price here on the Country Express for Today's Army and the Happiest Girl in the Whole USA. The river's too wide. This is Jim Monday.
The river's too wide now for crossing. The water's much too loud for talking. Never built bridges for walking. Now the river's too wide. A gentle stream once flowed between us. Teardrops made that stream a raging river come between you and me. And the river's too wide now for crossing. The water's rushed too loud for talking. We never built bridges for walking. There's no getting to the other side. The river's too wide now for crossing. The hurting goes too lessons learned are not forgotten. We gave up love to
leave our pride. Next time I'm faced with rising waters, I'll build a bridge of love and kindness reaching to the other side. And the river's too wide now for crossing. The water's just too light for talking. We never built bridges for walking. There's no getting to the other side. The river's too wide now for crossing. The hurting goes too deep for mending. It looks like an unhappy ending. But the river's too wide. The river's too wide now for crossing. The water's just too light for talking. We never built bridges for walking. There's no getting to the other side.
That's Jim Monday. This is M-U-N-D-Y. And he's a relatively newcomer to country music as far as making it nationally on a big scale, so to speak, because the guy's fairly well unknown.
Kind of like us.
Yes, I'd say you might say that, Willard. Listen, wasn't Patty O'Shea supposed to be here?
He's right here behind me. I'll call him over. Hey, Patty, come on over.
Well, what a pleasure it is to come on the old... Let me look at the cue card again. Country Express show for today's army. Mime, and you're Mr. Price.
That's right, Gene Price.
Gene O'Price.
Well, either way you want to do it. Did you want to talk about today's army?
Well, let me ask. I know, because I was a chaplain, and I enjoyed it so much before my retirement.
Well, why don't you help us out here then, Patty? I mean, you know, our chaplain.
If you've got any problems, talk to me after the show.
All right, but right now, let's talk about today's army. Want to?
Well, how's your job hunt since graduation paid off with an exciting job with good pay? You know, over $325 a month to start. Free housing, meals, and medical and dental care, too. An opportunity to live and work in Europe or other places tourists only visit. Plus, training in a skill that you can keep. Now, if you haven't landed a job like this... Well, listen, maybe you should talk to your nearest army representative. He has hundreds of good jobs available. Probably just the one you're looking for, too. He's listed in the yellow pages under recruiting. Give him a call today. He's really a very nice guy, especially if he's got a name like Murphy.
Well, we thank you very much, Patty. Listen, it is time to go, and will you come back and see us again sometime soon?
I'd be delighted to come back. By the way... Listen, let's not talk any football, shall we not? Because I'm torn between, you know, especially when it's Notre Dame Army. Those two games, they make it a little tough on me.
Well, we understand that, Patty. So, listen, we'll be talking to you again soon. You come see us.
I certainly will. Hey, listen, now, we got a show lined up for next week.
We do. Listen, hey, we're going to bug out right now. Thank you for listening to the Gene Price Country Express for today's Army. Take good care. Hang in there. Goodbye. God bless you. We'll see you soon. Thank you.